Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line once again is Elijah Machlanger, who's the spokesperson at the Department of Basic Education. A very, very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for having us.
A great pleasure indeed. So give us a sense, give our listeners a sense of what the change is in terms of compulsory learning for younger learners.
Remember that at the moment, compulsory education is between grades 1 and 9. And South African for a long time has been calling on the department to fix the basic education system from the bottom, which means strengthening foundation phase. So we had to go back and say, what is it that we need to do? The first thing that we needed to do was to research and conduct a study to understand what the foundation phase is really standing. Mm-hmm. And we therefore needed to migrate the early childhood development function from the Department of Social Development to the Department of Basic Education so that we can take full control of what takes place in the early stages of the child's education. So that process is underway. But once the learners are with us, we then say from grade RR, things need to get serious because that's where the learners begin to get the foundational learning that they need for them to be able to cope throughout their schooling life. So we are intending on putting out the gazette, which will then regulate formal education in school from grade R up until grade 9. Because at the moment, in schools, grade R is actually not formal. That's why even the teachers there, they get paid different amounts. So we need to fix the curriculum there, then fix the qualification requirements for the educator and also then arrange proper work conditions for the educator at that level.
To some extent, it's really a shift in what has or recognition of a shift in a trend that is to include grade R as one of the foundation's years, whereas I guess it used to be that when kids went into first grade, grade one, that was when their formal school started, their formal education started. But I guess it's now recognition that the younger years are equally as important in those foundation stages.
That's correct. In fact, we've been depending on research. We've been seeing research over the years indicating that the first thousand days in the life of a child are very important because that's where they learn everything that they know. Mm-hmm. If they miss it at that level, then chances of that recovering is going to be impossible. That's why we too have had to check what's happening elsewhere in the world. And we found that, in fact, ECD is located in education and not any other department. That's why we finally took a decision as well to migrate this function so that we know what's taking place. Because right now, ECD is with social development, and social development are not the custodians of curriculum. So the children go there, do whatever it is that they're doing that we don't know, and then they come to us. And by the time they get there, there's some learning starts to take place. Even with that, it's not structured because the cooperation between the two departments was not strong because of the different focus areas that they need to be engaged in. So right now we are pretty sure that when we are given full control of education right from the bottom, by the time the kids get to grade 3 and 4, they should be very strong because that's when things begin to happen in terms of the struggles in terms of understanding concepts in mathematics and sciences. And once they lose it at that level, chances of them passing it later on becomes minimal. And if we are not able to produce as many of these learners with math and science, then we are not doing our economy any favors in the future.
So in other words, once this becomes law, as far as I understand, if a child is turning 6 in that year, then attendance in grade R now becomes a legal obligation. Is that correct?
Well, at the moment, when they turn 6, that's when they start schooling grade 1. But we want to lower that to start even earlier so that the children start being in formal schooling before they go to grade 1. So that's what you want to do. Because when you do that, then you formalize the curriculum. You make sure that they learn. Yes, they are playing, but they must learn. That's why we also, 2-3 years ago, we held a conference called the Play-Based Learning. We were trying to see the what we could do to get learners to get smaller children to learn serious things, but doing so while playing. So we are trying to infuse all these strategies that will help us to get them to focus, but to learn and get foundational skills that will help them as they progress through their schooling years.
Yeah, very, very important. Very important that we do that. I believe that there was also included in this act, or included in this, is some changes to the curriculum in general.
Well, it's not really changes. That's addition. Mm-hmm. We have been making gradual additions in the curriculum by introducing new subjects that we feel the country needs. In fact, at metric level, if you check, in the past 3 years, we've introduced 12 new subjects that South Africans have been talking about. Say, what is it that we are doing to prepare our learners for the future world of work? So we're focused more on technology subjects. We introduced technical math, technical sciences. We have added engineering, design, all of these things that were not there before, and now they are there. So that every learner who's in school can find something to learn, and they don't say school is boring for me. It has to be that the spectrum is so wide that every child can find something that can interest them and lead them towards their career of choice. So that's what we're doing. So even with this one, we're talking about marine studies. We have been talking about focused schools for some time now.
Incredible.
But we've got to a point where we want to implement these, because we want to focus on education that will channel learners towards skills, not just the academic path, but we want them to get skills, practical skills that can help them either get jobs in new areas or be able to start their own business.
Absolutely incredible, and it's really, really great to see this continuing development. Elijah Mahlanga, who is the spokesperson at the Department of Basic Education, thank you for chatting to us this morning.